With Arctic activity escalating, the North Slope Arctic Borough is taking steps to protect its resources and develop its economy by moving to create a port authority. The borough recently passed an ordinance that would create the North Slope Port Authority, which would create, fund, and operate port facilities and related activities along the North Slope coast. Paul Fuse is a consultant on the project.
What's driving it is there's a lot more activity in the Arctic now, so there's concern that emergency response capability be in place, but also as this development takes place, they want to make sure that the local people can economically benefit from the activity that's going on.
Few says no ports exist in the North Slope, but while docking facilities are existent at Prudhoe Bay and Barrow, most communities rely on simple and often crude means for unloading vessels.
But in terms of the other communities, it's pretty much, you pull up with a barge and you land on the beach, you put a ramp down.
Few says port authorities would create more efficient port facilities in coastal communities along the slope, reducing the cost of living along the way. And the ordinance also aims to have port authority protect subsistence resources, create local job opportunities, and provide emergency response capabilities. The authority would operate as a public corporation with a 7-member board, with representatives spread across tribal, local, and regional entities. Fuse says that would consolidate ownership while also creating flexible financial capabilities.
It really helps provide a unified approach to people who are coming to the North Slope and wanting to do business.
The initiative is being led by North Slope Mayor Charlotte Brower. Advisor to the mayor, David Fowski, says decisions governing Arctic development are often made remotely in Juneau or Washington, D.C. He says Brower is pushing the ordinance to bring those decisions to the people whose backyards the development will affect.
So many times we're told what's going to happen for the next phase of Arctic development, and this would just kind of give us a bigger seat at the table, a more permanent one.
The decision to create a North Slope Port Authority goes to a public vote in October.